somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs begin to take hold. We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quart of tequila, quart of rum, a case of beer, a pint of raw ether, 2 dozen amines. Not that we needed all that for the trip, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
This is back country.
Here's your half of the sunshine acid.
How long do I have?
If your attorney advises you to drive at top speed, it'll be a goddamn miracle if we can get there before you turn into a wild animal.
30 minutes. It was going to be very close. If the pigs were gathering in Vegas, I felt the drug culture should be represented as well. And there was a certain bent appeal in the notion of running a savage burn on one Las Vegas hotel, and then just wheeling across town and checking into another. Me and 1,000 ranking cops from all over America. Why not? We're confident.
Whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy.
What kind of rat bastard psychotic would play that song right now at this moment? The decision to flee came suddenly. Or maybe not. Maybe I'd planned it all along, subconsciously waiting for the right moment. The bill was a factor, I think, because I had no money to pay for it. Our room service tabs had been running somewhere between $29 and $36 per hour for 48 consecutive hours. Incredible. How could it happen? By the time I asked this question, there was no one around to answer. That rotten attorney of mine, Dr. Gonzo, was gone. There was only one road back to L.A. U.S. Interstate 15. Just a flat-out high-speed burn through Baker and Barstow and Purdue. Then onto the Hollywood freeway, straight into frantic oblivion. Safety. Obscurity. Just another freak in the American freak camp. We'd gone in search of the American dream. It'd been a lame fuck-around, a waste of time. There was no point in looking back. Fuck no, not today, thank you kindly. My heart was filled with joy. I felt like a monster reincarnation of Horatio Alger. A man on the move, just sick of me. Totally confident.